Venetian Legends by Alberto Tozofei. Radio Magica Edition. Narrated by Jamie Ballard and
Paula Spitali. The Fisherman Who Married a Mermaid. Once upon a time, a fisherman named Orio lived at the Bragora. One night, as usual, Orio cast his nets off the coast of Malamocco. When the time came to lift them on board, however, they were unusually heavy. "Set me free, please! Set me free, and you will not regret it!" The sweet, worried voice, which came from the water, surprised the young man. Soon afterwards, two female hands trapped in the net, followed by an enchanting face, peeked out from the water. Orio was struck by the creature's beauty, and while freeing her, he began to question her. "You are not a witch who fell off her broom, are you?"
"Oh no, my young friend. I am a mermaid. My name is Melusina," she said, as the fisherman's gaze fell inevitably on the gorgeous fishtail. Orio was astonished. The beauty of the mermaid bowled him over. Orio and Melusina began meeting on the beach every night, until the fisherman asked for the mermaid's hand in marriage. She said she would be happy to give up the freedom of the sea to acquire a pair of legs, but she made the man promise one thing. From that day until the wedding date, they would never meet on Saturdays. For 2 weeks, Orio was able to abide by the commitment. However, on the third Saturday, the young man went to the usual place. When he arrived, no one was there. But just as he was about to leave, a sea serpent sprung from the nearby rocks and flashed by his feet. The fisherman was terrified and started to run when he heard a voice coming from the water.
"You fool! Why didn't you keep your promise? Every Saturday, a curse forces me to transform into a snake. But if you marry me, all of this will end." The wedding took place and the ceremony was wonderful. The young couple had 3 children and lived happily until Melusina became seriously ill. Before she died, Melusina asked her husband to bury her at sea, and so he did. The man was distraught. He had loved his beloved wife, and from that time on, he would need to take care of the children and the house. From the second day, however, he noticed that everything was clean and the children were always well-groomed. Orio thought that the neighbor, driven by compassion, was secretly helping him, but on a Saturday, he got home earlier than usual and found a big snake in the kitchen. Without any hesitation, he took an axe and cut off the snake's head. After that, both the house and the children began to appear neglected. Dismayed, Orio realized that he had kept the mermaid from coming back in the only form that was allowed to her. In commemoration of this story, a stone heart lies embedded on the arch of the Sotto Portico dei Preti in the Bragora district.